3 years of sunless skies, 3 years of empty bellies, 3 years of starving in a drought. And now finally, things were going well. Elisha had lived through the 3 years of drought. He had seen so many of his friends beg Baal to send rain. And then, 2 months ago, the prophet Elijah had sent out a call for all to come to Mount Carmel, and there he had had a showdown with the prophets of Baal. And there, the one true God had proved that Baal was nothing, and that the one true God, he is God. And the rains came. The one true God proved how good he was. He called the people to repentance and then showered them with blessings. And now for 2 months, Elisha had scrambled with his family, planting, preparing fields, doing everything they could in the newfound rain, in the glorious rain, in the life-giving rain. Elisha was out with the servants, 12 teams of oxen. Have you ever actually plowed with oxen before? Getting that big wooden collar around them, attaching the plow, walking behind the oxen, pushing down the plow, your feet covered in mud, caked in mud, your knees bloody for the times you've slipped and fallen, your body just pouring sweat, and Elisha driving that team of oxen so they could plant at long last. And then suddenly there's something on his shoulders. What? And he looks, someone's put a cloak on him. And he looks around and there's a man walking away. And the man turns just enough. And Elisha sees. It's Elijah. It's the prophet. And he put his cloak on me. He put his cloak on me. He wants me to walk in his footsteps. He wants me to take up after him. He wants me to be a prophet. At long last, everything was going well. But Elisha sprinted away from it, after the prophet. He chases after him and finally catches up and begs, "Let me kiss my father and mother goodbye, and then I'll come after you." "Go back," Elijah replied. "What have I done to you?" And Elisha goes back. And he takes his oxen, and he takes the yoke, and he takes the yoke and he uses it as kindling, makes a fire. He slaughters the oxen and shares the food with the servants and anyone he can find around, celebrating. Things had finally started going right, but now here was something better. God called him to serve. And as good as it was to serve his family, as good as it was to work in that manual labor, serving God was better. After everyone had eaten, Elisha set out to follow after Elijah and become his attendant. Now, brothers and sisters, Elisha left everything because he knew how good God is. You too. Use the blessings he's given you in ways that are God-pleasing, but you will do that by keeping your eyes on God and knowing how good he is to you, that he sent his son to die for you and claim you as his child. And the story is true.